Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're talking about something that comes up constantly once a business starts building AI automation.
The hardware question.
Specifically, whether you need a dedicated machine or whether your laptop is fine. The article is Why a Mac Mini is the Right Hardware for Always-On AI Automation by Brett Allegri Wood.
So most people already have a laptop. Why can't they just use that?
Because a laptop is a personal device. It goes to sleep when you close the lid, you take it to meetings, and when you're also asking it to run a Telegram bot, fetch data every hour, transcribe voice notes, and produce a morning brief at 7 a.m.,
it's doing too much.
And it becomes unreliable. Brett's phrase is a sometimes works experiment, not an operating system. You can't build a business on that.
I've seen this happen. Someone sets up an automation, it runs fine for a week, then they close the laptop to go home, and the whole thing stops mid-run.
And you don't find out until the next morning when you're looking for output that isn't there.
So what does a dedicated machine actually look like? Are we talking a server room?
Not at all. A Mac Mini or a small Windows desktop sits on a desk, plugs in, runs 24/7. Brett puts the cost between $800 and $2,000, depending on spec.
And the running costs?
Around 10 to 30 watts at idle, less than a light bulb.
So it's just there, all the time.
That's the whole point. Your morning brief arrives at 7 a.m. whether you're awake or not. Calls get processed and summarized overnight. Your content pipeline queues posts without you touching anything. You wake up with everything done.
Which is what automation is actually supposed to mean.
Exactly. None of that happens reliably on a laptop that's been closed since 9 p.m.
Okay, what about cloud? AWS, DigitalOcean, those servers never go offline either.
True, and cloud is the right call for plenty of things. But Brett makes a specific point about where we are with AI compute right now.
Which is?
The models doing the most interesting work, real reasoning, local transcription, vision tasks, are large. Running them in the cloud costs money every time they run. And as AI becomes more central to how you operate, that cost compounds.
So it's not just upfront hardware cost versus a monthly server bill.
There's also a security dimension. Your meetings, financials, client conversations, that's sensitive data. When you push all of that through third-party cloud infrastructure, you're accepting a risk by default.
Locally, you own it.
Completely. No vendor, no monthly fees, no terms of service changes, no data leaving your building. That lands differently for a lot of business owners.
All right, Mac Mini versus Windows. Does the choice actually matter?
Both work. If you're starting fresh and buying new hardware, Brett's pick is the Mac Mini M4. Apple Silicon uses unified memory, meaning the CPU and GPU share one memory pool. That makes local AI models run efficiently at a price point that's hard to match on Windows hardware.
And macOS has launched built-in. No third-party task scheduler needed.
Right. Lower friction from the start. On the Windows side, you get more hardware flexibility and better GPU options if you want to run larger local models with NVIDIA CUDA acceleration.
And if you've already got a capable Windows machine sitting unused?
Put it to work. Brett's clear on that. It'll handle the job.
So Mac versus Windows is almost a secondary question.
That's Brett's actual point. The bigger decision is dedicated versus shared. Take any computer, even an older one, and commit it solely to automation. Remove it from your daily workflow, plug it in, leave it on.
And the benefits kick in straight away.
Automations run on schedule, no compute competition with your daily work. Your team can tap into it via messaging apps without any technical knowledge. Your data stays on your property.
So who's actually ready for this? Because I imagine not everyone needs a dedicated machine on day one.
Brett's clear on that. If you're just starting out, a laptop is fine as proof of concept. But the moment you want automations running while you sleep, voice transcription on device, a messaging interface available 24/7, local AI models that don't cost per call.
That's when you commit.
That's when you commit. And the dedicated machine becomes the foundation that makes everything else reliable.
So if you're listening and thinking about your own setup, what's the one thing to do this week?
Decide whether your automations are infrastructure or just experiments. If you want them to be infrastructure, stop running them on your laptop. The Mac Mini M4 is the easiest path in. An unused Windows machine is a close second.
For me, have an honest look at whether any automation you've set up has quietly stopped because your laptop closed. If the answer's yes, that's your sign.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Worth reading.